Okay, welcome everybody. I welcome you all with love. Richard is not available today, so we're just going to do a little dancing and a little meditating, and then we'll have a little discussion. And the discussion is going to move in a few different angles. So let's start with the idea of the meditation and the dance. And if we kind of see that there's two things happening with the dance. The dance is circular and is drawing a kind of a broader vortex of spiritual energy. And then it moves to linear, where you have like the three columns of the tree of life. And so when you combine them together, it's even more powerful. So that's how we start. And we use this name of God as grace that Moses received at the burning bush. Yod on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath. Wah on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath. Yod from the base up to the heart, hey out to the heart. Wah from the base to the third eye. And then hey up to the third eye and then out to the heart. So I invite you all to dance with me. And then we'll talk a little bit.
Okay, Doug.
Okay, focus on my eyes. Let the divine energy come through and help awaken you. Yo. now in the meditation. Yo. Okay, slowly come out of meditation. Anybody wants to do any sharing, if this is okay to do about the meditation? And we are also just going to take a look at multiple levels of discussion. First, it's going to be useful to look at what we call VAC's effectiveness, since most people, or many people, not most, many people are understanding that it's been a high level of disperception. The actual VAC effectiveness is -47% for people ages 60 to 69. Okay? And in the short term, if you're under 18, it's plus 66. The truth is, it's not making much difference for kids under 18 because their immune systems are pretty good. If you're ages 40 to 49, the effectiveness is -109%, meaning it's more than 100% ineffective. The summary, when we look at the UK results, is that the people who are not vaxxed have the lowest mortality per 100,000 as compared to all ages of the people who are vaxxed. That's an important statement. I'm going to say it again. If you are unvaxxed, you have the lowest rate of mortality per 100,000 as compared to people who are vaxxed of all ages. And the other, so that's the most important statement. And the other thing is that the immune system declines after a short boost, after 1 or 2 months after you've been vaxxed. So that kind of gives you a feeling for it. The data clearly shows the COVID-19 vax harms the immune system. Even Facebook, Double Face book, has admitted that the immune system admits it was wrong to label that the immune system degenerates. That's not misinformation. So they've admitted that. And also, COVID-19 vaccinated population has developed some new forms of vaccine-induced AIDS because it slowly breaks down the immune system somewhere over 2 to 5 years. Not the greatest kind of situation. And so when we look at that, we're looking at, wow, this is pretty heavy, okay? The official UK government data proves that a booster dose of the COVID vaccine can give a short-term boost to the immune system of the vaccinated, but the immune system performance then begins to decline very fast. That's the bad news, right? This data suggests that the vaccinated population now needs an endless cycle of booster shots to strengthen their immune system. But what it also suggests is the more shots you get, the weaker your immune system is. So that's not so really good. So that's kind of an overview of what's going on. And then we'll kind of draw some conclusions. But in kids ages 0 to 14, from data from 26 out of 44 countries in Europe, we're seeing that there's a staggering 63,000 percent surge in excess deaths among kids 0 to 14. So it doesn't say what the deaths are from, because the immune system is disrupted. Now, let's just go back a little bit and not talk about COVID, but we'll talk about vaccines in Africa. I think it was Nigeria. They found that the African girls had 20 times more death from the DPT than the unvaccinated, and also the boys. So something with the girls, 20 times more kids died. Girls died. And that's pretty, obviously pretty scary. So these are child deaths. So we are really talking about, you know, serious things. We're not talking just a little bit here. They found that in the first COVID-19 lockdowns in the UK, it shortened life expectancy of heart attack patients by 2 years. And we know it really increased rates of suicide by at least tenfold. So these are not good outcomes, right? These are terrible outcomes. And the CDC confirms COVID increases risk of auto disease. And I assume that that's autoimmune disease. And that's that's a pretty significant amount. 13,200% increase in autoimmune heart disease. So there's not much doubt that bad things are happening. Now, one or two more little articles, and then we're starting to pull this together in a more philosophical way. So they're seeing what we call turbo cancers and sudden cardiac mortality. Now, you've been hearing about that, and they say, oh, it's rare. It's not rare. Not rare. Okay? And it's a non-COVID natural cause mortality. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be that you're going to die from COVID. Your immune system is weakened. Think about the girls in Nigeria with 20 times more deaths in the DBT. That's what we're talking about. So then we're talking about a global depopulation program. So turbo cancers, adverse effects from the vaccinated, and a report on cancer shows 11.5% increase in cases. So some people are calling it the death fax because it's, wait, this is killing people in a higher percentage. And it's hard to get around the fact that people really are dying. You can't really create a lot of mental gymnastics around it, okay? And this is the federal government's, CDC, NIH, FDA, CIA, DOD, Pentagon, CRF, WEF, WHO, UN, Rockefeller. They're all involved. And that's what we're looking at. And it doesn't mean because you're on vax, you get free. I mean, we're still affected by processed food and water and fluoride in the water and toxins. So it's not like nothing is happening. And finally, under the pressure of reality, the World Health Organization declares healthy children and teenagers don't need COVID vaccines. Well, that's nice, since they kind of try to force it on everybody. Fortunately, in Africa, there was tremendous resistance against it. And as a result, they had a minimum amount of deaths from the vaccines and really from COVID. So because they're aware, there's an awareness. I have to thank Bill Gates for being a key player in that, because you see Bill Gates coming and you see, okay, Angel of Death is showing up, and please understand, people in Africa do understand that. People in India understand that. In fact, at some point he wasn't allowed into India because he was pushing the vaccines so strong. So now that takes us to another place of understanding. Okay. And this is how we prevent further damage. And it's called stand up for what you believe in, even if you're standing alone. Some of us have been standing alone for a while. More and more people are standing up. In the end, terror is preferable to terror without end. So kind of think about that for a second. You know, we see people, they get an injection because they're afraid of freedom. Those who get the shot, you know, have chosen to be slaves. It's just the reverse. You're not getting free because you're set into an endless set of shots and a greatly decreased immune system function. If you want peace and you want freedom, you have to have the strength to refuse. Okay, that's part of what we're talking about here, strength to refuse. We need to move from a duality of tree of life, good and evil, to the tree of life, oneness. Okay, so it's called a major operating system change. Okay, we have to change our life values and our perceptions and move from good versus evil into oneness. Okay, and we move from spiritual teachers to mystical teachers of life. So those are just some of the kind of insights that begin to emerge from this. And here's some other ones that we can think about, because in this audience, I think people are already aware to a certain extent. So I'm kind of giving teachings that hopefully will kind of crystallize. So if you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. And the messenger can only deliver the message to those who vibrationally match the message. So we're speaking here. This is a pretty awake group, the Lost Arts Radio group. And in the process, this has some romantic qualities. To love for the sake of being loved is human. But to love for the sake of loving, just for the sake of loving, is angelic. Magic happens when you don't give up, even though you want to. The universe always falls in love with a stubborn heart. That's what we need today. We need a stubborn heart. And sometimes, you know, we're playing with it, because I think most people that we're talking to right now know, have been to this. Sometimes faith will make you look stupid until it starts to rain. Okay? An error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. Now, this is a very big problem, is that there are a lot of people who don't want to admit they made a mistake. Now, we have the ability to, I'm not going to get into it today, to undo the negative radioactive and DNA disrupting, P53 disrupting effect of the vax. We have the ability to do that. But you got to admit that first that there was an error. So an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. So these are important kind of things to understand. And as this uncovering is happening, things aren't really getting worse. They're just getting uncovered. And that's a beautiful thing to really understand in the bigger picture. In a world of propaganda, the truth is always a conspiracy. And we are clearly seeing that today. It's really impressive. They just are coming out with the movie about the children being kidnapped and used as sexual objects, tortured, killed, their blood being drunk. And this is not new information, incidentally, but I've been fortunate to see the people who survived and help them kind of reintegrate. But the point I'm making is, some of the leading newspapers are calling this is all a conspiracy, this isn't really happening. And it's like, this is terrible that they're doing that, because it's been happening for years, 40, 50 years, actually longer than that. And now it's getting really public. And still, they're not really admitting that this is happening, and a lot of the wealthy elite are involved in drinking the activated blood. And there is a real resistance to this coming out. But those who are unaware that they're walking in darkness will never see the light. And so some people are just, they don't want to face it. They don't want to admit that they were seriously wrong, seriously corrupt, okay? And the other side of it, which is what we're seeing today, is the truth doesn't need believers, it needs warriors. Are we willing to become warriors? Whatever way we can? Because that's the level we're talking about. If we don't stand up, we're just going to get rolled over. And that, I think, the key. And it just takes but one light to illuminate the darkness. And you're hearing from me, and you've heard from me. We've got to stand up to the light and be the light. In a sense, if you don't feel you fit in, it's because you were born to create a new world, okay? Now, Moses' mother didn't comply, and neither did Moses. And I'm going to just say something because it's very important. Courage is knowing something else is more important than your fear. And so when we look at magic, real magic is not about gaining power over others. It's about gaining power over yourself, who is divine. Everything's magical when you see it with your heart. So we have a lot of really interesting thoughts that come from this disaster that's happening. This is a chance for real growth. That's why I started with the statistics. But now we're dealing with, hey, this is a chance to spiritually change. And this is another one of my teachings. Those who don't take a stand against evil can become overcome by it. Those who tolerate evil in their midst will eventually tolerate evil in their hearts. And that's how it wears on you. It's a programmed reality, like a frog boiling in water. Okay, you have to be really, really on your guard about that. And that's one of the biggest struggles today. How do you be on your guard? Remember, it's really not that bad. It hasn't really touched my lives. Maybe their lives because they're making too much protest. But it's not the way it works. Those who are silent in the face of evil will eventually be silenced by evil. We already learned that in World War II with the Nazis. And we also learned it with the Red Guard, with Mao. You think that it's not happening in the world today, it's our role not to be silenced. It's absolutely happening, and it's happening in a bigger and bigger way. Just like now they're beginning to claim that the child abuse, child sacrifice, the drinking of child blood to get high and maintain youth, these are all very real things, and they're competing with the drug market in terms of that's how big it's become. Okay? But it's difficult to taste the healing light of God when we're holding too much fear in our hearts. Fear blocks the healing light of God. However, if you're going to fall, fall towards the healing light of God. Right doesn't become wrong just because the majority say it so. And that's a hard one. It's like standing alone or standing with the minority. We're all being put to the test. And I think it's pretty important to understand that. And we have to consider our souls really important, okay? Right doesn't become wrong just because the majority says it's so. Okay, the body is a rental car for our soul. Okay, we want to take care of the body because it's going to give us the best soul expression, but that's not who we are. Now, some of you have heard about the term metaverse. There's this guy called Mark Zuckerberg, talks about it. But the word meta in Hebrew means death. I wonder how he picked that. Huh. Isn't that interesting? The metaverse is a dead universe and a symptom of enslavement. So we play with the metaverse, and understand the word meta in Hebrew means death. So terms are being used that we're not quite as aware of. Now, I'm trying not to be too political, I'm being more philosophical, but we've been around a while. I was in college when President Kennedy was assassinated, and what was some guy shooting a single action rifle from, a tower, nonsense. And, that was the first wake-up call of what I call the big lie. Now, some people say LBJ was the one that ordered it and he admitted it at his deathbed. But the point still is, there's one big lie out there. And you start to get cynical. That was like my wake-up call. That was in 1963. It's like, whoa. And then you look at the meta-universe, which is death. And it is a symptom of enslavement. Take off your headset and wake up. That's the message, okay? And this is important. We're not here to work. We're here to wake up. I see people, they get all caught, how many followers they have and how many this they have, and they're all, but they're missing the point if they're not focusing on their own waking up process. Okay? So if AI takes away our jobs, we can focus on what really matters, which is waking up. And this way, humans will never become useless because we're here to wake up. We're not here to be industrial components. Just thinking about that. So in the world of propaganda, the truth is a conspiracy, and I think we're getting that idea. I'm not sure I'm giving any new information. I may be hopefully giving some insight in how to discuss it. And throughout history, no one has complied themselves out of a dictatorship. Think about that. Because it's like, well, just comply, go along with it. You know, it'll stop. We'll be out of the lockdown in a week or two. Everything's cool. No one has ever complied themselves out of a dictatorship. And that is what we're facing worldwide. And you have to have the inner strength, okay, to refuse to comply with the outer lies. Now, when we have a world peace meditation on Sunday, Israel time at 6:15, and we meditate from 6:30 to 7 with the visualization to try to shift the global brain. And that's just a picture of it. And it's like we are the rising sun over the universe. So tune into that, worldpeacemeditation.net. And it's pretty exciting that we're doing that. And we're growing. It's slowly, slowly growing. So, and it's its own separate website. And there's all the different times that where people are doing it. So that helps. Okay. So it's right there in front of you, and you can figure it out, and it's really easy to take part in. So perfect, Doug. Okay. So we have all kinds of ways to support you. However, you have to choose to be supported. You have to choose to be empowered. That's the point of Lost Ouch Radio. That's the point of DrCousins.com or treeoflife.mn.co or worldpeacemeditation.net. It's there to empower you. Okay? Now, Sitting Bull had had an interesting metaphor. I'm also a Native American sun dancer and eagle dancer, and my lineage actually kind of goes back to the Lakota and Sitting Bull. Basically, democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting what they're going to have for dinner. Just think about that. So we have to understand that there's more to democracy than a simple majority or a empowered minority who's overruling the majority. But democracy is two wolves and sheep voting in what's for dinner. That's kind of funny, but that's what we're looking at today. And I'll just go a step further. The new religion is the religion of the illusion of safety. Okay? The religion of safety puts safety above consciousness and puts safety above love, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and ultimately of God. And we can choose the illusion of safety, or we can choose to live a full life. Those are choices. And I'm going to leave it like that for the moment, because I think that's a lot. So does anybody have any questions? Doug, is there anything you would like to add?
Nope, I don't think so, and there's no questions. Nope.
Okay, so we covered a lot. And so I don't want to just keep adding more and more and more, because then we lose the gist of it. It's our responsibility to wake ourselves up and be the grace that is who we are. And so I really bless everyone that we take the steps to wake up and be that grace. And I'm just going to repeat it. You know, we have the worldpeacemeditation.net on Sundays, Israel time, 6:30, really 6:15 the first time. That's perfect. We have the Tree of Life. mn.co. I have programs throughout the week, and you can just go there and see what the programs are. We have Lost Arts Radio. Really, it's TV too. And www.planetaryhealingclub.com. So there are different ways you could be supported. And to me, that's the important thing. You know, our job is to support you by empowering you. That's really the point. So I thank you for listening, and may you go forth here and not only just empower yourself, but all those who are willing to listen to you. I think you're going to find more and more people willing to listen, because they see this is not going in a very good direction. I'm very optimistic. I believe this will be turned around as more and more people wake up. But our job is to really be part of an active part of that process. So with that, peace be with you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Atakyo Asin. Amen.